This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Farm bill debate extends late. USDA updates export financing program, and Thompson wants USMCA kept intact. After hours of meetings and tense exchanges, the House finally began debate of the farm bill. Close to 11 o'clock last night, leaders aiming for a vote today. Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts said this now nearly 11 o'clock. This is nuts. What the hell's wrong with you people? The path to the floor repeatedly shifted through the day as a push to expand the corn ethanol market scrambled the schedule. A plan to consider the farm bill alongside the legislation allowing year-round sales of E15 appeared to unravel amid opposition from independent refiners, sending farm state Republicans into Speaker Mike Johnson's office as the strategy fell apart. The E15 bill is now expected to be taken up in 2 weeks, a timeline that drew skepticism from Representative Angie Craig, the top Democrat on the House Ag Committee. The bill, also facing bipartisan resistance to a pesticide labeling provision, critics say shields chemical companies from liability, prompting unusually public clashes among Republicans. I've now been accosted by two Republican members of Congress for trying to remove pesticide liability protections. That the word of Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida on social media. The Agriculture Department is mounting an initiative to increase access and provide more flexibility in its GSM 102 Export Credit Guarantee Program. In remarks at the Export-Import Bank's annual conference yesterday, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Luke Lindberg says the effort could open the program to new regions and markets. The goal, he said, is to make sure that any buyer overseas who wants to purchase American agriculture products has the financing they need. The Financial Assurance to Revitalize Markets or FARM initiative will eliminate regional restrictions on trade finance and provide 100% payment guarantees in certain high-risk markets. The administration also tweaked GSM 102 repayment options in February, allowing buyers to pay back the full debt 18 months after borrowing if needed. Lindberg and a USDA official told AgriPulse on the sidelines of the event that the measures are the result of a string of stakeholder meetings where GSM 102 users made recommendations for reform. During the event, Lindberg also signed an MOU to deepen USDA cooperation with EXIM and more closely align the two organizations' work on agriculture export promotion, as AgriPulse reported in yesterday's Daybreak. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is backing the reauthorization of a North American trade pact with some adjustments and is making the case to the administration. I want to see USMCA kept intact, Thompson told reporters yesterday, referring to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. I think that's just the best approach. Thompson said he met with U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer this week as the administration prepares for a six-year review this summer. The Pennsylvania Republican said he would like to see issues around Canada's dairy market access addressed, but he stressed that the deal should be extended. USMCA was a really good achievement under the first Trump administration, Thompson said, although Trump has expressed dissatisfaction with the deal in recent months. He's also said he likes the idea of rising a trade deal several years after negotiation. Thompson said, quote, everything around here needs to be reauthorized periodically to make sure it's updated and make sure it's addressing the new challenges that are out there. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability. Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House Appropriation Committee Republicans beat back Democratic amendments to the Fiscal 27 Ag Spending Bill to boost staffing at USDA, restore funding for Food for Peace, and study the impact of cuts to the Rural Energy for America program. The committee advanced the bill to the House floor by a 35-25 vote yesterday. At a markup of the bill, which also includes funds for the Food and Drug Administration, GOP members voted against the vast majority of the Democrats' amendments, including one offered by Representative Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania to boost spending for Food for Peace by $300 billion, up to $1.2 billion, the current funding level. The committee also rejected an amendment offered by Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine to withhold 25% of the funds in the bill for the Office of the Secretary of Agriculture until staffing levels at USDA are restored to the pre-Trump administration level. The committee also voted down an amendment to restore the annual household food security report that was cut by the USDA last year. The bill would fund USDA $22.5 billion, 3% less than the current fiscal year, but $1.8 billion above the administration proposal. The Senate Ag Committee vote to advance the nomination of Glenn Smith to be Undersecretary of Agriculture for Rural Development, it's been postponed again. A committee aide confirmed the delay is because all 12 Republican committee members were not present. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama did not vote yesterday. A new date has not been set, according to an aide. An overwhelming majority of infant formula samples tested as a part of a recent FDA review contained either very low or undetectable levels of contaminants, the agency announced on Monday. Tests were performed in the U.S. on 312 samples across 16 brands between 2023 and 2025 for arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, PFAS, pesticides, phthalates, non-phthalates, and plasticizers. It was, FDA said, quote, the largest and most comprehensive examination of chemical contaminants in infant formula available on the U.S. market, and affirm that infant formula is safe, according to the agency's summary. FDA ran tests on 318 pesticides, including glyphosate and glufosinate. The results, 309 samples, 99%, had no detectable pesticides, and glyphosate and glufosinate were not detected in any samples. The Agriculture Department is taking applications for up to $200 million in agricultural conservation easement program funding that through May 29th. ACEP provides a cost share assistance for purchasing agricultural land easements, second national application period for the program this year, according to a press release. The American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Chemistry Council are joining with rail companies and worker unions to find a proposed merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern. The new Stop the Rail Merger Coalition, which launched on Wednesday, wants the Surface Transportation Board to reject the merger, which would create the nation's first coast-to-coast railroad company with tracks spanning around 50,000 miles. Other groups in the coalition include the Alliance for Chemical Distribution, BNSF Railway, Canadian Pacific, Kansas City Railway, the National Industrial Transportation League, and the Teamsters Rail Conference. Here's today's final word. E15. If you ask me my legislative priorities right now, these are the top three. At the word of Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, emphasizing his continued push for year-round E15 in remarks to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting members during the group's annual Washington Watch event. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.